Hello, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Welcome to Derek Prince Legacy Radio.
Derek Prince Legacy Radio, a broadcast outreach of Derek Prince Ministries, bringing you the very best from the vast teaching archive of author and Bible teacher Derek Prince. Your guide to the Derek Prince legacy is New York Times best-selling author and speaker, Stephen Mansfield.
Well, hello, and welcome to this Monday edition of our program. I'm thrilled that you're with me today, so you can start with me this entire new series by Derek Prince. You know, I had a girlfriend in college who had a habit of responding in certain ways when I was rude or impatient or somebody else was. She would just say, you know, maybe after I'd said something inappropriate or rude or impatient at a restaurant or something, she would say, old man, and then she'd just often just walk away. It was as though she was putting a little cartoon bubble over my head that just labeled the man that I was functioning out of at that time. You know, the Bible tells us that there's the old man in our lives and there's the new man. And we are not only crucified to the old man, so to speak, but we continue to have to subjugate him throughout the rest of our lives. We continue to have to keep him in check as we live in the new man we're called to be. Well, that's what Derek's going to be talking to us about today. He's going to be teaching us about the origin of the old man and the new man, the nature of both, and also their destiny, what they're ultimately going to lead to in our lives. I think this is going to help us live in a greater holiness, a greater peace, and a greater sense of ethics and connection to Jesus as we live in the man that we're called to be. Now listen, if you know that you're going to miss any of this week, you can log on to the website at derekprince.org, and you'll find all of this teaching as well as some other wonderful things. Well, listen, grab your Bible, get something to take notes with, and let's really apply this to our lives today as Derek Prince teaches us about the old self and the new self.
This week, I'm going to talk about two persons who occupy a position of unique importance in the total revelation of the New Testament. In fact, it would be correct to say that we can never properly understand the message of the New Testament until we become thoroughly acquainted with these two persons, their origin, their nature, and their destiny. And yet, for all their unique importance, they are never once named in the New Testament. Doubtless, you're beginning to wonder, who are the two persons I'm referring to? My answer may at first surprise you, and yet everything I've said about them is absolutely correct. The two persons are the old man and the new man. That's the rather picturesque language of the King James Version. In the more recent translations, they are called the old self and the new self. But whichever way we describe them, the fact remains that we cannot fully understand the New Testament until we are familiar with what it says about these two persons. For our opening scripture today, we're going to turn to Ephesians chapter 4, verses 20 through 24. But you did not learn Christ in this way, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught in him, just as the truth is in Jesus. It's significant that Paul is writing to people who are committed Christians, and yet he leaves open the possibility that they may not really have heard the truth that God wants them to hear concerning their position in Jesus. And I believe the same is true today for many people who are sincere Christians, and yet they haven't heard the truth that I'm going to be sharing with you today about the old self and the new self. Paul then goes on in verse 22, this is the truth, that in reference to your former manner of life, you lay aside the old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit, and that you be renewed in the spirit of your mind, and put on the new self, which in the likeness of God has been created in righteousness and holiness of the truth. So there are the two selves, the old self and the new self. And you see that as Christians, the scripture requires us to take specific action about these two selves, to put off the old self and to put on the new self. Obviously, if we're going to be able to do this, we must know what is involved. We must be able to identify both the old self and the new self. Otherwise, how can we know that we're putting off the old self and that we're putting on the new self? In other words, knowledge is essential. We have to be able to identify both the old self and the new self. Well, today I'm going to explain the origin and nature of the old self. It's summed up in the words that Paul uses in Ephesians 4:22. He says, "The old self, which is being corrupted in accordance with the lusts of deceit." There are three key thoughts: corrupt, lust, and deceit. We'll begin at the end with the word deceit or deception. The origin of the old self is deception. The old self is the product of deceit or deception, specifically Satan's deception. He's the result of man heeding Satan's lie. In order to understand the full nature of the lie, we have to go back to the record of man's creation and the origin of human history. You'll recall that after Adam and Eve had been created, God gave them a warning that there was one tree in the garden they were not to touch or to eat of, the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And God said to them very solemnly, "In the day that you touch that and eat that, you will surely die." In the next chapter, Satan, in the person of the serpent, comes to the woman Eve and tempts her. In essence, his temptation is to ignore God's warning and to disobey what God had told them. And in persuading Eve to do this, Satan brings forth his lie, the lie. The lie is the direct negation of what God had said. God said, "You will surely die." Satan says, "You surely will not die." This is found in Genesis 3:4. "The serpent said to the woman, 'You surely shall not die.'" Now that's a direct lie. And it's that lie, the negation of God's truth, which originates, which gives birth to the old self. The old self is the product of deception, of Satan's lie. We need to bear in mind that Satan's primary activity against the human race is always deception.
You know, there's an interesting truth about the way the Bible tells us to change. The Bible doesn't ever say, "Stop doing so and so." The Bible, particularly in the New Testament, says, "Put off the old, put on the new." It's like a garment, that we have a choice. Rarely do you ever find Paul saying, "Stop doing so-and-so." Instead, he says, "Put off what you no longer are and take hold of what you are in the newness of who you are." It's an exciting thing because it gives us the choice, and it also shows us the men, the women we're called to be. I love it when Paul says, "Don't be mere men and women. Be the exceptional people you're called to be." More to come as Derek Prince Legacy Radio continues.
Few have had a deeper appreciation of what Christ accomplished through his death and resurrection than Derek Prince. Through his teaching, countless believers around the world have learned to walk in greater levels of freedom, power, and peace because of the depth of that revelation. Now there's a Derek Prince resource that will help you better understand the fullness of your redemption in Christ. It's Derek's booklet, The Divine Exchange. In The Divine Exchange, Derek brings us a complete and panoramic picture of what Jesus paid an awful price to obtain for us. Once you read it, you'll be better equipped to live more freely, more fully, and more powerfully than ever before. That's why we want you to have a copy, free and postage paid, as our gift to you. Simply call 1-800-448-3261 and request your copy of The Divine Exchange. The call and the booklet are both free. That's 1-800-448-3261. 1-800-448-3261.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Have you ever conducted yourself in such a way that when you laid your head on your pillow at night and thought about it, you thought, where did that guy come from? What in the world was I doing? I'm way past that in my Christian life. I'm much more mature than that. You know what that is? That's the old man rearing his ugly head. And Derek is teaching us about how to put off the old man and put on the new. Let's listen now as Derek teaches us about the old self and the new self.
In Revelation 12:9, Satan is called the great dragon, the devil, and Satan, who deceives the whole world. Have you ever seen a straight serpent or a straight snake? Never. A snake is always crooked, and the product of the snake's lie is as crooked as the snake himself. That's the old self. It's corrupt. It's dishonest. And for that reason, in the very next verse of Ephesians 4, verse 25, Paul warns Christians specifically against falsehood. He says, therefore, in other words, because you're to put off the old self and put on the new self, therefore, laying aside falsehood, speak truth, each one of you with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Now, deception sets in motion a process of degeneration. Deception produces lust. Lust is perverted, rebellious desires, desires which are contrary to the will of God and contrary to the well-being of the one who entertains those desires. Lust, in turn, produces sin, and sin produces death. This is stated clearly in James 1:13 through 15. Let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted by evil, and he himself does not tempt anyone. But each one is tempted when he is carried away and enticed by his own lust. Then when lust has conceived, it gives birth to sin, and when sin is accomplished, it brings forth death. So there's the total process. Deception produces lust, lust produces sin, and sin produces death. Now we're going to look at the nature of the old self, the nature that is produced by deception and lust. There's one key word which describes it. It's the word corrupt or corruptible. The old nature is corrupt and corruptible in every area, spiritually, morally, and physically. The word that describes that old nature, that old self, is corrupt. Secondly, it is the seed or the offspring of Satan. In Genesis 3:15, immediately after man's disobedience, the Lord spoke to the serpent and spoke about the serpent's seed. That's the offspring of Satan. Because the old self is the offspring or seed of Satan, it reproduces the nature of Satan. You'll remember that Jesus said in one place, to the religious leaders of his day, you are of your father, the devil. So the devil is a father to the children of disobedience, and his nature is reproduced in those children of disobedience, and his nature can be summed up in one word, rebellion. He is the leader of all rebellion in the universe. Hence, the behavior of the old nature is inevitably rebellious behavior. In Isaiah 53:6, it's stated like this, all of us, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way. That's the mark of the old nature in behavior. It turns to its own way. It goes its own way. It turns its back on God and seeks its own will and pleasure and satisfaction without reference to God. This is described in greater detail in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 1 through 3, where Paul says, you were dead in your trespasses and sins, in which you formerly walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, that's Satan, the spirit that is now working in the sons of disobedience. That's the product of Satan's lie and rebellion, the sons of disobedience. It's a description of those who have the old self, the sons of disobedience. Satan is able to work in them because of their disobedience. And Paul goes on to say, among them we too all formerly lived in the lusts of our flesh, indulging the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, even as the rest. Notice that phrase, by nature children of wrath. Why? Because by nature we are sons of disobedience, and disobedience always brings down God's wrath. So we have in us a rebellious nature, which is the product of Satan's deception and of lust. Sum it up in a simple sentence, there's a rebel inside each one of us, and that rebel is called in Scripture the old man. So we can sum up the process that brings the old man into being. Satan's deception produces lust. Lust produces sin. Sin produces death. And the nature that's produced in this way, the nature of the old self, has two distinctive marks. First of all, it's corrupt spiritually, morally, and physically. Second, it's a rebel.
I hope you'll really hold on to this truth that Derek gave us just at the end there, that the old man is rooted in rebellion. Whenever our souls resist authority or resist God's ways, it's really evidence that the old man is rearing his ugly head. Just ahead, a young woman who had great success in breaking generational curses, as Derek Prince, Legacy Radio, continues.
Few have had a deeper appreciation of what Christ accomplished through his death and resurrection than Derek Prince. Through his teaching, countless believers around the world have learned to walk in greater levels of freedom, power, and peace because of the depth of that revelation. Now there's a Derek Prince resource that will help you better understand the fullness of your redemption in Christ. It's Derek's booklet, The Divine Exchange. In The Divine Exchange, Derek brings us a complete and panoramic picture of what Jesus paid an awful price to obtain for us. Once you read it, you'll be better equipped to live more freely, more fully, and more powerfully than ever before. That's why we want you to have a copy, free and postage paid, as our gift to you. Simply call 1-800-448-3261 and request your copy of The Divine Exchange. The call and the booklet are both free. That's 1-800-448-3261. 1-800-448-3261.
Welcome back to Derek Prince, Legacy Radio. I'm Stephen Mansfield. Joining me today is my friend David Holland, one of the producers of the show, who always has great information about what's happening in the lives of fellow believers.
Yes, thank you, Stephen. What a great job I have. It's my privilege to introduce some really fascinating people to you and our listeners, and today's no exception. Nicole McGarity grabbed a Derek Prince book, and her life was absolutely transformed as she learned how to break generational curses that had been really binding her life and making it miserable. You're going to really, really be inspired by this story.
Derek Prince's book, Blessing or Curse, You Can Choose, was pivotal in my life for bringing me out of darkness into the light of breaking generational curses. My father was an alcoholic for many, many years. He was never there, although my parents were married for almost 35 years. And my mother was an adulterer for most of their marriage. And these curses had a huge impact on my life. I was never aware of why everything seemed to be such a struggle. In the early stages of my marriage, I did not have Jesus as my Lord and Savior. And it's taken 15 long years to figure that all of this out. The day that I picked up Blessing or Curse by Derek Prince and started just reading through with every chapter, I saw my life. Just in my praying for my husband and his struggle with alcohol, not realizing that was a generational curse that he had from his family, as well as I was living with the curse of my father over again. And once I learned to just give that over to God and pray for him as a loving wife and not as a controlling wife, that is when true deliverance came for him. When we pray, it is so important to thank God first, to praise his name, and to pray his will in your life, not just what you want to see changed, not just for your good. It's all for his glory. And one specific curse that I have seen lifted from me, I've had close family members tell me, you'll never be a great mother. You'll never be a great wife. you can't cook, you can't clean, you can't take care of these children. And as a young wife and mother, that made such a huge impact on my life. The simplest things, keeping our house clean, making dinner, packing lunches, nothing ever worked. And I would make lists and I would have plans and I would pray, God, help me tomorrow to check all these things off my to-do list. And day after day, it got worse and worse. And I had no idea that the words that were spoken over me were a curse. And through reading the book and taking the steps and applying them to myself and just, and first of all, forgiving the people that have hurt you in your life, that was one of the hardest things I've ever done. And just the release and the freedom that came from being able to say, you know what, I don't own this anymore. God's taken it from me. I don't have to live under this curse anymore. It completely changed my life. It's not a struggle to run a household and to be the wife and mother that I knew in my heart I could be. I feel so much freedom and blessing, but it's still something that I have to walk out. Even when you've been delivered from anything, you can find yourself going back to that. And you must proclaim at least once a day that you have broken generational curses. They have no hold over you. And you are blessed by God. And those proclamations and those words have so much power. And they're life-changing. Anyone that feels like if you have prayed and prayed for things to be different in your life and you just are not receiving answer, really search your heart and see if you need to forgive someone for saying something wrong to you or treating you bad, especially your parents. We probably need to forgive our parents of a lot of things, and we don't even realize it. Even if you feel it's justified, being angry or feeling wronged by someone, you have to repent of that, and you must forgive. And once you're able to do that, you just say a simple prayer, and you just thank God for who He is, and you pray that these curses have no hold over you in your life. And the weight that is lifted, it's incredible freedom. A lot of times I don't think we even realize when we are in a dark place that it's spiritual. I know I suffered a lot from headaches and sleeplessness and stomach problems. And, you know, the majority of it is spiritual. It is just incredible how praying and the releasing that over to the Lord and being sincere in your heart can completely set you free from that.
You know, David, this is a great testimony and inspiring, but I got to tell you, I'm just moved by how much we owe Derek Prince, and of course the Lord Jesus, but how much we owe Derek Prince for being willing to pioneer these truths. You know, he was a pioneer of deliverance as a total topic,
sure.
But then he also brought to our generation something that had been lost, and that's the idea that strongholds and demonic activity can work generationally. And man, I've been set free because of that truth coming into my life. I know others have been as well, and I'm just very grateful as I listen to this.
Absolutely. That revelation about generational curses and operating the power of blessing and curse has been so transformative for so many people. The book that really is the centerpiece for that for so many people is Blessing or Curse, You Can Choose, as it was in Nicole's life. And I would just say to our listeners, if you don't have that book, you need to go get it right now. Go to the Derek Prince website at derekprince.org, go to the store, and go get Blessing or Curse, You Can Choose. It'll change you.
David, great having you with me today.
Thank you, Stephen.
Listen, that's all the time we have. For everyone at Derek Prince Ministries, I'm Stephen Mansfield. Join us again tomorrow on Tuesday as the legacy continues.
To get your copy of Derek's booklet, The Divine Exchange, free of charge, call 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. In Canada, call 888-737-0771. Take a moment now to request your free copy of The Divine Exchange, 800-448-3261. That's 800-448-3261. Or request your free copy securely online at derekprince.org, where you'll find other helpful resources, including Derek's biography. Derek Prince Legacy Radio is produced by Derek Prince Ministries in association with Audio Aviators. Find out more about Derek Prince online at derekprince.org.